It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 441. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the living la vida loca. I think I've said that already. The, what's Spanish for the? La?
Yeah.
La, Kevin Miller. .com. Jump the circle button, Kevin.
Drop it like it's hot.
Right? Pump your brakes, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Slow your roll. Hey, later I'm going to want an audio input. It's now too late to tell you.
No, I could do that while we're talking.
Sweet.
That's how good you have boom, to talk. It's done.
Wow, that's all right. Cool. You're more impressive than I thought.
That why do you want an audio input?
I got stuff to show you.
What do you mean? Well, you don't have to show me in audio.
Oh, you are trying to find a way. You're trying to find a way for me to talk.
I have to tell the people. That I have, you may have noticed earlier this week, but I have a, you may probably didn't, which is even more depressing for me.
No,
but
everybody noticed and they wrote in and they loved it.
Right now I'm speaking into a microphone that is easily close to $400 and I like it a lot. Like it's the same kind of microphones that when daddy does morning radio on the road that they use. And this is the nerd in me that's going, I got to have the top of the line stuff, even though a podcast is compressed down to a almost unnoticeable difference. And I make no money doing this. So what I need to do is
worth
the most advanced technology possible. Earlier today I tried it. I compared the two microphones together. I'm like, oh, I can't really tell the difference. I played it for my wife, but sitting here, it sounds really nice to me.
You sound better than I do.
That's not true. I can't. This is what I have to do. I have to spend $350 more to match the dulcet tones that are Kevin Miller's.
You're such a gentleman.
Let's see how that easy. Well, here's what I also realized. Watch this. See, if I just do that and that, now you talk.
Hi, this is the Kevin Miller.
Right? Oh, now, wow. Now you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, that does sound pretty
Isn't
good.
That upsetting? Yeah. Also upsetting that I haven't been doing that in the entire time?
Yeah, why haven't you been doing... Oh, that's a little much. It's a little much.
A little what? Too much bass?
Yeah, a little. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, right there, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm very present in your face. I'm in your lap, maybe, depending on where you put your face.
I got it right in your lap. This is uncomfortable.
So we finished talking about E3.
Yes, finally.
Finally.
Oh, we have our thumb on the finger of the pulse of all things video games.
Let's talk about Christmas. What's coming out this Christmas? Let's get ahead of that curve.
Last of Us is coming out on Christmas.
Speaking of New Year's Eve,
technically.
But speaking of you spending money,
yeah.
What else have you wanted to buy recently?
Oh, man. My wife, here's the thing. My wife she goes through my Amazon wish list occasionally. And
for Father's Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she bought me, this is all going to go all of the younger listeners' heads. But this, our friend at the University of Massachusetts, the electronic professor, he may be aware of this. He might be into this hobby.
But you will be wrong, and I'll tell you why when you get there.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
So, anyway, she looked through my... I recently was playing with a remote control car with my two kids, and essentially we were pretending that Jack, my now one-year-old son, who was just crawling around, was like a giant Godzilla-type turtle character.
Yes.
And that Spider-Man had lost his powers and was confined to an ATV that I had the controls around, and he would swat at the Spider-Man. He's trying to catch the Spider-Man, and like King Kong, and Jacob was laughing hysterically.
I'm laughing hysterically. I would love to see that.
I'm going to get a sound drop of my kids laughing, because both of them have the most hysterical laughs in the world. But anyway.
That's so funny.
So I'm like, oh, it'd be fun. And he goes, did you play with this when you were a kid? Like, that's Jacob's curiosity is what I played with when I was a kid.
That's so interesting.
So I said, no. I go, but Dad had remote control cars, but they were fancy. Like, this is easily a $20 car.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And my dad used to drive from Modesto to San Jose about an hour and a half, and he would buy me a $200 to $300 remote control car when I was 10. And so the first one that I got, I think, was either the Subaru Brat. You're going to have to Google this. Or the Tamiya the Frog is what it was called. And
wasn't she on Boy Meets World?
Yes, she was. This is that was well after she was a remote control car. And by remote, I mean radio control.
I see.
And
what's the difference?
So, one uses a frequency. One is just some stupid piece of garbage that you buy at Radio Shack.
Really?
Yeah. What, one has like an interchangeable transponder. Like there's a lot
that's
of...
That's a radio control.
Yes.
So what is a remote control car? IR? Like infrared or what?
Well, I would imagine, yes. But I always... This is it's like if you're on a cruise ship, they don't let you call it a boat. They want you to call it a ship. That if you're into RC cars, you don't let people call them remote control. It's radio control is the actual abbreviation. It's the same kind of thing. I don't think there really is that much of a difference. Yeah, I lost you. I lost me.
Oh, so I'm sleeping with my eyes and ears open.
Yeah, that's
this
the best
is Kevin
way.
Miller on K-Gear.
That's great. San Francisco, Santa Clara, Belgium. That's an old Kevin Miller bit from 15 years ago.
Oh,
it hurt a little, huh? Yeah. Anyway, so I used to race up and down the streets with this thing, and I found pictures of it and videos of it online, because that's what you do now. And so I sent one to this guy. I had a when I was about 10 or 12, I had a 26-year-old like buddy that he played video games with me all night. And I've talked about him on the show before. And he also got these radio control cars.
It was not me. It was the first D. Kevin Miller.
It was, yeah. This guy is also much taller and had a bigger mullet. Bigger, that means a mullet. You don't have a mullet.
Never have. I have.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
You rocked a mullet when?
Yeah, sixth grade.
Yeah.
I did not cut my hair, and I would be in stores, and other boys would be like, are you a girl or a boy? I cut my damn hair.
See, in sixth grade, I had the duck tail, and I was the white. This is the difference. There was the duck tail. And then there was the rat tail that I did not know the difference because I was raised by redneck wolves. So that meant daddy had to raise the long and skinny little rat tail, which made you look like white trash. Yeah. So anyway, we had these RC cars and we'd play with them. And I put one to show my dad. I just stuck it on my Amazon wish list. Natalie bought it for me. So this was a car that was originally made in 1983 that they have revamped. This is what's smart about nerdy things now and nerds
nerd
taking
culture.
Over is that. They're literally like taking now that we're in our 30s, they're like, oh, these guys have money and they love their childhood. So let's re-release everything. It's like reimagining movies. Like, let's just re-release all the same
stuff. It's not reimagining involves them like, you know, shooting it again.
Recast it. This is just, hey, let's fire up these machines and the plastic molders that we have in the back that we haven't used for 30 years and let's do it again.
Yeah, good plan.
And so she bought me the car and I never even thought of wanting it. But all of a sudden, for whatever reason, finding it she got it for me for Father's Day, I was like, oh, that sounds like so much fun. Yeah. But I didn't have any money, you know, and then daddy got a big check from...
Not your father, but you.
Yeah, I got a big check from having my CD played on Sirius. I got like 15 grand.
Why aren't they a sponsor of the show?
Sirius?
Yeah.
In a way, they are. They pay me money for the equipment and hosting.
Fair enough.
So anyway, I was like, oh, well, now I can afford it. And I obsessed over this radio control car. I watched video. This is how weird it is that I watched videos of other people on YouTube racing remote control cars going, wow, that looks like so much
fun.
That's
what I did.
Because here's
StarCraft
what's cool. Because I like racing. I even like watching it. And as far as video games go, I've had this like rebirth of interest in racing games. Yeah. Like I'm chomping at the bit to open up my Formula One 2011 that's still shrink wrapped that I haven't had time to open.
2011?
Yeah.
Why haven't you played? You're done with Skyrim.
I know. Yeah. I know. Well, I was. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm looking at all these, and here's what's cool about an RC car in that you couldn't do it in a real car. It's like they have these jumps where in real life, if you think about it, it's a tenth scale, right? So if you multiply this by...
Oh, that's good math.
Yeah.
Thanks.
If you multiply it by 10 times these jumps, it's kind of the equivalent of, you know, jumping 8 school buses.
Really?
But you could pull it off because you could crank out the torque in a smaller body in a big, you know, in an engine.
And there's no room for a human.
Yeah. And so they're doing these cool jumps, and there's this cool jump at this track that's down here in Orange County where you jump and you land, and it looks like old Excitebike type stuff where you'd have to line up the bike midair so that you hit the track at the same time. And then it comes from that into a bank that is a 90 degree bank. Like it goes up like a skateboard
ramp.
What
happens if you roll out? Do you come out? You have to wait till everybody finishes the track?
And then you pick your bike back up? No, what do you mean? Oh, I'm sorry. You were asking. I thought you were doing an Excitebike.
No, I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what excited. So if you crash, there are guys, much like the people that catch the tennis balls at Wimbledon.
Really?
There are little kids, by kids, I mean 13-year-olds, that are sitting there in the middle of the quote-unquote infield of the track, knelt down, watching, and they take their job very seriously.
Do you pay to get on the track? Is that they're getting paid, or they...
I don't know if they are. I would imagine that they work for the track. Like, this is a whole, like, culture that I'm about to re-enter.
Yeah.
We just played with it on my street.
With your racing cap on. Yeah. Yeah, you're in.
We just played with it on my street. I never did anything organized. Like, we'd go find an undeveloped area in my neighborhood and drive around in the dirt and jump on stuff.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. And now I want to get in, like, on a track, because there's this guy, Ryan Cavalieri is his name, and he's, like, a legend. And the dude's, like, 22 or whatever. And I just love it. Like, there was a dude who was racing, and the style of the controller is it's like a handgun for your left hand, and then on the top part there's a wheel that you use to steer.
Which is very difficult. Why is it like that still?
Because I think that makes the most sense. Like, if you think about it, doing everything with your thumbs, like a video game, you don't have the same level of articulation and control. Because the new, especially now, what I've learned in just a little bit of research is that the new cars, if you gun them, there's so much torque coming out of these little electronic engines that they'll just flip your car back. That they could just overextend. And then, like, they have to have wheelie bars so that you don't flip them back.
Wow.
You put them on there. So you have to learn to milk the throttle and build up the speed so you don't over torque it and just flip it. Yeah, milking, right. Come That's on. Right. Boom, boom, boom. But there was a guy in this video. I know. There was a guy in this video that he didn't have a right arm. So he was steering throttle with, I think, either his middle finger or his pointer finger, and then steering with his thumb all on the same hand.
Yes.
And
Could he also change his shoes or play the guitar with his feet?
He didn't do that. Maybe that was like the halftime show.
When that guy does that, I'm always like, how is that possible? You seen that dude?
I don't like watching like handicapped people do things because it makes me feel like I'm not living my
life.
It was
something they put on like 3-2-1 Contact when we were a kid. Like, you're flipping through PBS, you're like, what the H is that? There's a guy on the floor.
But it was great to watch because this guy, Ryan Cavalieri, like, he wasn't winning. And you could just see that the first place person had like this huge lead. And then I don't know if it's like they time it like whoever's in the lead at the end of 25 minutes or because it seems like it's too hard to count the number of laps, you know, but the guy choked and his car flipped. But he had a substantial enough lead, though, that by the time the kid got out there, flipped his car over and he got back into the throttle, he was only like maybe a half a second behind him. But he passes him and you could hear in the people go nuts like they're at a real race. And
so
that's when it like really hooked me in that this is how I could satiate my desire to race, my love of racing, but on a much smaller budget and on a much smaller scale and no chance of me losing my life or getting injured because it's all there.
Worst thing, you could lose a hand like that guy.
I didn't even think of that.
And then you know it's possible to still do it with one.
How'd you lose your arm? It was a battery accident. That's one of the things that when I bought this microphone, this $400 microphone, that I'm like, well, I'll get this because it'll help my I could use it for the voiceover auditions and stuff that I do, but I can't really tell the difference between your mic earlier today. So I was going to return this and get myself the RC10.
Let's vote. Let's vote.
You and me.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Who thinks Justin should keep the microphone?
Okay. Here's. Can I talk about it before we vote?
Well, we kind of have a motion on the floor to vote.
Okay. Can I motion to talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
I like this microphone, but
you
it's not,
need a second.
It's not portable. That's the problem with it. Daddy likes it a lot, but it is for a studio setup, and then Daddy doesn't have a studio setup. He's got to go portable. Like, and if I put a $400 microphone in a backpack and something gets set on it, I will cry myself.
Yeah, that's going
as nice as this feels. Oh, it feels so good.
Why don't
on my
you
ears.
Keep it for limited home use?
I could do that, but it's a lot of money.
You're doing more auditions at home.
I am.
It makes sense to have a nice quality mic.
I am. We'll think
nice
about
quality
it.
Setup. I can give you some of my gear so you can do. Some stuff inside a little soundproof box.
I don't think I would with this. I don't need it. It cuts out so much room noise just by itself.
Scream into it. Just scream.
Ah!
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Like, what if I'm... See, if I'm back here, you can't even hear me now.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I'm over here, you could kind of hear me. But if I'm right here, this is a sweet spot.
Yeah, let me try that. Okay, I'm way back here.
See, we can still kind of hear you.
Kind of hear me. I'm just off to the side. You can kind of hear me. But I get right on top of it.
Did I do that?
There it is. Yeah.
So I like this hobby because I need something that occupies my brain. Like, so here's the other part of the story. my dad, I called my dad and said, hey, remember these cars? Dally bought me one. He goes, well, I still have all your old cars. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, they're in the warehouse. I have them.
Everything's there.
And I said, okay. And I go, well, can I have them? He's like, sure. That's why I kept them. And so he brings these cars. Yeah. And they're like, they're just filthy. And
he knew you'd want them again, or?
No, I think he just doesn't like throwing stuff away. He's a keeper.
Yeah.
So he brings them over, and I piss him off later, but he brings them over. I try to get him to work with the parts I have. I don't. Luckily, the parts haven't changed too much. They still have stuff that you could still use. So I go to the Modesto Hobby and Craft. And I
wow, you still have one in Modesto. Of course you would.
I talked to a guy. Well, Modesto Hobby and Craft used to be just models and then like scrapbooking stuff for chicks. Modesto Hobby and Craft today is like hardcore RC.
Oh, really?
Airplanes, helicopters, cars, and then trains. Like that's
pretty typical.
And then like a small section of models.
Do they have Cub Scout stuff too?
No.
That's often common too.
If they did, I didn't notice it. And then there's like a whole like display case of marbles. Do they
do that? Oh, interesting. Do they do the tabletop games like Warhammer and
Magic? I did not see that. It seemed to be all like models and that kind of thing.
Well, because the Warhammer you paint.
Yeah,
so it fits in with
your brother did that, right? Yeah. So I go there and he goes, I think, you know, because I was looking for the RC-10, which was the car that I couldn't get. And that's what that guy got. And he would let it. It would be standing still next to him. A car would drive by our street in a residential area. He would gun it, chase the car, drive underneath the middle of the car because he could get up to about 35 miles an hour top speed. This little car could, and then just let off the gas.
Now with today's camera technology, you could put a cheap $100 camera on that. There it is.
Yeah, they sell a little lipstick camera that attaches to your car, so you can watch yourself in your races and go over the jumps and make videos if you want.
Can it do it in real time, or is it recorded?
What do you mean?
Like, can I drive from the perspective of the car?
Oh, could I have like a screen? And,
yeah.
I mean, you'd have to set something up, I'm sure, but.
But you could do it.
Yeah, I think you could.
That's sweet.
I know that back in the day, really, really expensive cameras for airplanes had that. Because they would want you to be able to see the horizon when you're coming into land. Because they had, that was one of the ambitions I had, I told my dad, because they had an F-16 fighter pilot.
Mm.
And this was back when the movie Iron Eagle, you're going to have to Google that too. But when the movie Iron Eagle came out,
wasn't it?
It was at the end of that. This was like, you know, like every time a movie's a hit, like when Harry Potter comes out, they make Witches of Waverly Place or whatever.
Yeah.
So Iron Eagle was that version of Top Gun. You know what I mean? Like it was the cheaper version, but it was such a good movie. I loved it so much. And the F-16 Fighting Falcon. Oh my God, that was a good freaking plane. It looks sexy So they had a version of that you could fly that had a jet engine.
Cool.
And I was like,
a real jet engine.
I go, Dad, hook me up with that. And he's like, no, because it's going to be like, boom, flames. There goes $500.
But it was a great story, Dad. It was
so I go to the guy and I say, this is what I got. I go, this is what he goes, well, we have all the parts. He goes, but even if you get that thing and you piece it together, he said, the parts aren't going to work and stuff. And so because I have two children and I was in a hotel room, I hadn't had like the ability to really focus in and do it. And
what were you trying to do?
Trying to get he had all three of my cars. He had one that he had bought. Did like a work exchange thing, like a barter with a guy that was a nicer car. And then he had the Frog. And then he also had the Monster Beetle, which was the last car that we bought. Wow. It was like a monster truck. And then I think we also bought a Big Bear, but he had that up at the cabin. And I pulled his cars out and I set him down in the lobby. And I go, let me just try and have Natalie and Jack were in the hotel room sleeping. Jacob was playing. I'm like, I get somber. Jacob was sleeping or was playing with my mom.
So here it comes.
And so then I was like, you know, I'm just going to, and literally I sat down and went, I followed the power and how it goes through. I'm like, oh, this is the only part I'm missing. Oh, now I get it. And I had an extra spare part of that and I plug it in. Next thing I know, the servos are working and it's steering and I could see the throttle moving. Now I just got to get power to the engine. So I go, I need a battery. So I go to, I grab the bare bones chassis. I take it back to Modesto Hobby and Craft. I go, I got it to work. I want batteries for it. And I go, and I think I need a new motor just in case this doesn't work. And he's like, well, it's a little loose, but you can tighten it up. Let me see if your motor's good. He hooks it straight up to a battery. Bypasses the speed control. The thing kicks in and he looks at me with like, you know how everybody has like these little nerd connection moments where it's like he looks up at me like, you're about to have a crap ton of fun. He goes, because it's like, obviously, I could see the wheel spinning and I could hear it go, like that. Right. He does that and he goes, motor works. And I was like, yes, it does.
Did that really happen?
Yes, yeah. And it was,
Hey, he's doing you a favor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Motorworks.
Well, it's great to me because this guy that is helping me is probably 24, he wasn't even born when I was playing with this car.
Yeah, yeah.
This car that's right in front of him predates him, and he knows more about it than I do. Yeah,
of course.
So he's like, motor works. So I'm like, well, give me another motor just in case I burn that one up, because I don't want to have it burn up tonight, because I'm thinking I'm going to be playing for the next 12 hours.
This is what I've got to do.
So I go back, I charge the battery, and I put it in, and I start that thing after 25 years just works just as good as it did.
Wonderful.
The time after we put it in the box, and I made a little video, sent it to my dad, and he was like, that's amazing. And by later on, I'm playing with it at my brother's house the next day, and my dad goes, so how does it feel to play with a toy you played with when you were a kid?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's not that big a deal. I go, it's just cheaper. Yeah. Because if I really wanted it that bad, I would have just bought a new one. And he just flips me off. Because he thought he'd done this amazing thing.
Right. By keeping it.
He was going to use me to validate how he should keep everything ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this is just good.
Wow, that's what my son's going to do to me. I have my RC remote control car. Mm-hmm. That's a Bigfoot.
We should race.
We should. Mine probably goes 4 miles per hour. But, man, it's got
I'm
big
so angry
tires.
That I'm so I should have brought it to show you.
You should have. It's got big tires, though, and so it can go over
this
stuff.
This alley here? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Tons of room.
So much fun.
But not tonight, because I hosed it down. Oh. Did you notice that?
Yes.
It was all dusty and stuff. Yeah. So, let's do it. That's great. Next time. Mine's more for, like, Jacob's speed, because he can't do too much
damage. Well, and I let Jacob control it, and I just have to, like, but he likes to just drive it around. And, oh, it's funny how it's a guy thing, I think, on a certain level, that there's just, because my mom was even, there was guys that were near the hobby shop at the parking lot across just driving. They had a gas-powered one. Those ones, they could go, like, really fast.
Yeah.
And so he goes, why is that fun for guys just to watch a little car drive around in circles? And I told my mom, I go, I don't think that it's fun. I think it's their quiet time where they can drive and not have a woman telling them what to do.
Or what's not fun.
Because my mom had already, on the way there, told me to turn on the AC because it was getting too cold twice. Like, like was complaining
the
about
AC.
All that stuff.
That's awesome.
So that made her laugh. And but yeah, I've already played with it a couple times. And yeah, it's you do like a little burnout and it hops up on something. You do a cool move and you're like, oh, wow, that's crazy. And I put the whole body back on it and everything. And then you look at, like, when you go on YouTube and look for Monster Beetle. That's the car I have. You could find the 1980s TV commercial that they
had.
And like it's the same thing as like what we make fun of those video game development ones or whatever, that it's just so lame and so stupid. But
it's so funny how those commercials change so dramatically, because like the early Star Wars commercials, it's them playing. It's just like a camera in a living room with a couple of kids. And now, and even within the run of those commercials, somebody was like, that looks really stupid. Let's take them into a set and have them play on rocks so it looks like the characters are actually somewhere that someone would want to play with them other than the carpeted bedroom.
Yeah.
Like this is
some 1970s shag carpet that doesn't look anything like a
I'm in a Trilock pit. this is stupid. Nobody
His
wants
hand
this.
Keeps getting hung up on the carpet.
You insinuated that our listeners would not know the joys of an RC car because they used to be popular in a time before video games when you actually had to use a real thing like a pinball machine. But true fans of Sly Cooper know that Penelope is a member of the gang, and she is the RC car expert.
That's true.
And so that we know about.
That has always been, like, that was, and it's funny, I'm just now realizing that has always been my favorite part of, like, favorite mini game type thing. Like when the very first Grand Theft Auto on the, I think it was the PS1, when you could drive that remote control car that had a bomb on it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was the most fun thing to drive under a car and hit a button and then it just blow up the whole car.
Whole thing. Yeah, mini micro
machines.
Terrorists
must have so much fun.
Just training on those videos.
Just, maybe that's what I should be, a terrorist.
I should see if that game is available on the PS Vita, because you know those PS1 games are now available for download on the Vita. But they're not changed. They are unchanged. Yeah. They're direct ports, so they're in standard def, and they have the old sound effects. So I played Twisted Metal Twisted Metal Black or just Twisted Metal. It goes,
I think it's Twisted Metal because Black is the PS2 one. I want to say.
And it just goes for the I played it for that. As long as I did that little scene, that's twice as long as I actually played the game. I tried to not
be
rude.
That quickly?
Yeah, because I walk up there. I mean,
this is at E3.
It's at E3.
Okay.
I mean, there's technology everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing stuff. I'm like, this game is 20 years old. Yeah. I am not going to sit here and be like, dude, this is awesome. I'm playing a
that's
game.
That's
funny. Where'd the guy go?
Because even the gun sounded like something was breaking down.
Yeah.
Like,
pew, pew. It's the equivalent of a girl making gun sounds. Bang! Bang!
So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm gonna get back. I found some tracks that are near here, and there's a hobby store that's near here too that I could get parts. Because essentially what I started to realize that other than like the parts of the suspension and the steering, the servos, the controlling parts and the transmitters and all that, that's all basic. That's mm-hmm. like robotic stuff that doesn't...
You know, just simple rocket science. You can put a guy on Mars. It's all good.
Oh, damn it. What's the name of that?
Osimo?
Yeah. That's just Osimo. That's all it is. I mean,
come
my
on.
Monster beetle could climb a stair. Who cares? Shut up, Osimo. anyway.
Would you like me to answer the phone?
I'd like you to shut your face, Osimo, and play with my remote control car.
Have you taken your kids to Imagineering?
No, not Imagineering.
And seen the Osimo demonstration?
No.
It is one of the creepiest things in the world.
I think that's what I mean. I think Jacob would just look at it and go, "What? Why is that boy in a suit?" That's what I thought, because I saw it. Every time we go by Buzz Lightyear, I see the Interventions or whatever spinning thing, and I'm like, oh, I should take him in there. And I'm like, no, because he's going to see Osimo, and he's going to be like, why do they keep that boy in there to be an astronaut?
The thing that is most unsettling is that, you know, it's one actor that has to play, like, monkey connection with this thing, but he's supposed to be, like, in a house 20 years from now. Yeah. And so, like, he gets a phone call, but it's clearly a pre-recorded conversation with other actors.
Yeah.
So he's, like, timing it with his conversation with the screen. It is really weird. It's one of the weirdest things you'll see at Disney.
It's not going to get any more comfortable when the future is now, Kevin.
Yeah, well, if I get a house like that, I'll take an audience in the middle of my house.
How are you going to talk like to some kind of sex hotline with Osimo sitting there staring at you with this creepy black face of judgment? Just no eyes.
Just staring.
You know, because that's what I don't like about his astronaut helmet, is that behind it, I don't get to see what his eyes are thinking.
Right, right.
You know, you
got
to have some...
And the fact that he's got a backpack, I know it's for counterbalance, but it's also like, take off your backpack, bro.
Even Eve had little LED, emotion in her eyes.
So weird. Oh, that's the other movie I borrowed from you.
Wally. Yeah. Kevin came over and stole movies from my house while I was out of town.
We didn't know.
That's all the story you need to hear. I keep going back to it because this is... I found myself not being able to sleep at night because I kept daydreaming about driving these cars and racing them and getting into a little race and maybe winning some money, or even if I get walked on, I don't care. I just want to go down there and...
Well, drove over.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And that would be Osimo on the track with walk-offs.
Who brought Osimo?
Hello, you have a phone call.
That was $400, bitch! I'm $4,000. It's more like $40,000. Osimo, you don't know what you're worth. I am worth $2.5 million.
Shut your face.
I can walk on Mars.
So I'm gonna try that, and we'll see how. But the real part I want to do is that I like the tinkering aspect of it. That lets me like almost work on a car, because I am a little bit of a gearhead without a garage.
Well, you know, you were kind of blowing me away the last time we were recording. You sat here looking at the board, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to build a cable that can do that. And you kind of broke my brain a little. Like, wait, that's true. Cables are just made by people. Like, I often feel like if that cable doesn't exist, there's nothing I can do about it.
I'm sorry.
Like, you're like, I went to Verizon, and this woman was trying to haggle with the salesman because they didn't have a phone that did what she wanted. She's like, well, I like how this phone has a slide-out keyboard, and the iPhone doesn't have a slide-out keyboard. He's like, well, if you want to go with the iPhone, it's this and this. If you want to go with the Droid, it's this and this. And she's like, yeah. And her undercurrent was, can you get me an iPhone with a slide-out keyboard? Like, she was expecting him to be like, oh, yeah, let me just throw one of those together. Like, it doesn't work that way. But you can. You can make one.
Like, you have a bunch of Chinese Santa's elves in the back of every cell phone store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a car. Like, you want one with cup holders? Okay, we'll get that for you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Make it happen.
Well, the most exciting part about this was I thought, well, I have three different cars. Two of them have... I did, and it's so funny that you don't realize this stuff when you're a kid, but essentially the chassis are identical, and that all you have to do, what makes it a monster truck as opposed to a buggy, is the tires. Everything else is pretty much identical, and so I was like, oh, that's so frustrating.
The fenders need to be different? Or
a lot of the guys, that's what's the other thing that's funny, is most of the time that when you're playing with it, you don't even keep the body on it, because if you need to tweak something, you got to pull the body off, and the bodies are always in great shape, because... that you don't usually use them.
That's
like
funny.
They stay hidden. Like, I have a cracked body because I rolled the Monster Beetle once, and then I just took it off and played with it without it, you know, for a while.
That's funny.
But I found for $15 on eBay, you could get new mounting clips for this 30-year-old car.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, then I'm golden. This guy was wrong about parts and stuff like that, and we have to go.
There it is. eBay, so, keeping the 80s alive.
That's right.
Since the 90s.
That's right. I'm sorry, I killed this whole show.
No, it's great.
Hold on. Did you ever play RC Pro-Am?
Actually, I have it on the Vita.
What?
Yeah. Scion released it for free.
It was like a sponsored thing?
Yeah. I think it's called RC Pro-Am. I sure hope so. It's an RC
game. That's an old Nintendo game.
Hold on. Well,
we can close out the show and talk about this.
No, hold on. It takes 2 seconds. I just have to scroll over this page. What's the name of the game? Oh, RC. I'm sorry. It's MotorStorm RC. But it's RC Cars.
That's funny. Because RC Pro-Am was like, it was a fun game. It was a lot of fun.
You're in love. I love it when you're in love.
Yeah?
You know, and the thing is that it's
really frightening
long.
Me how much I like this microphone.
But it won't last long. Like, that's the thing with all of your loves, with the exception of your wife and your children, maybe me and your family, that most things you're like, that was fun. On to repairing dishwashers. You know, I can make a lot of money doing satellite installation.
That's my father.
Exactly.
All right, give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Please continue to spread the word about the show. Go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on your favorite episode right below it. There's a thing that says share this. You could put it on your Facebook and let more people find out about the show. We have a huge reach on the show. You guys don't know this, but we can see statistics. Like, when we post something, it shows us how far out it goes. And so every time you share it, it counts as your friends getting to see it. And then if they share it, then their friends, and so it can expand.
We're on a low end today. We're at 1,500.
Yeah.
And on a high end, we're at 2,500.
That's so great.
I like it when we break 2.
Yeah, let's do it. It would be how dope would it be if we could do this 5 days a week?
Man, it every week.
I know.
And yet we only do it four times once every 2 weeks.
Daddy needs paychecks. Both going to be daddies.
Yeah.
So, on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.